This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. After failing to make a deal last year, state legislators and Governor Brown vowed to do something to address the state's housing crisis, and they just might do it this week. Three housing bills are being considered, and decisions could come by Friday. I'm joined now by KALW's housing reporter, Liza Veal, to talk about what's at stake. So what is happening in Sacramento, Liza?
It is really coming down to the wire right now on this housing deal. A bunch of big city California mayors went to Sacramento today to just urge lawmakers to get all three passed. Mm-hmm. So there's two bills to fund affordable housing, and then a third bill, the really controversial piece, would streamline the approval process for building new apartments and condominiums. So it eases the regulations there. Mm-hmm. And assuming that all Republicans vote no, every Democrat would have to vote yes on all three bills. So basically what's happening is the more progressive-aligned Democrats are saying to the more business-aligned Democrats, okay, we'll sign off on your streamlining plan if you get on board with spending more on low-income housing.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Exactly.
So what are the details of these bills?
So SB 3 puts a $4 billion affordable housing bond on the ballot. So we, the voters, will be voting for that in 2018.
Okay.
SB 4 would create a new permanent $75 fee on all real estate transactions in order to raise money for affordable housing projects. Mm-hmm. So in other words, property owners, including first-time home buyers, would be helping to raise money for people that are housing insecure. Mm. And then if passed, these two funding sources would create an estimated 70,000 new units.
Okay, so that's the first two. What about the third bill, the one streamlining development?
This is Scott Wiener's bill, the former supervisor of San Francisco. And the way SB 35 works is if a proposal for a new building meets certain requirements, like local zoning, affordability quotas, then it's just automatically approved. It's just streamlined for construction.
Because
the way that it works now is projects are put before a community engagement process and planning reviews. And supporters of SB 35 say that part of the process gets so drawn out, is so costly, that it's the main reason that we have a housing shortage at all. So they want to help builders just circumvent that process.
Make it faster. So why then is that controversial?
Well, tenants' rights groups oppose it because that whole review and debate process, it's really been a crucial tool that they use to demand community benefits, like, you know, more affordable units, good local jobs programs, health clinics, all these things to try to offset displacement.
Okay, so, and then what about those who support it? What do they say about that?
Well, to some, the upside is that SB 35, I mean, it also applies to the affordable housing projects. And there are plenty of neighborhoods that try to block those developments, and SB 35 will just override them as well.
Right.
I mean, and then there's also the idea that just adding any supply at all, even if it's fancy new luxury condos, it helps relieve some of the demand for the existing housing. And mm-hmm. that even that new housing in a few decades will be more affordable to depreciate. And so just adding supply is good. I mean, in the meantime, it's a really big boon to developers and the business interests. But, you know, since there's no political will for funding a big government housing program, this is the course that California is taking as a solution.
All right. So overall, they're looking at this in terms of solving the overall housing problem. But then local neighborhoods worry about losing that local control.
Yeah, it's like regionally versus, because the thing is that new construction does cause displacement. It does change neighborhoods. And that community engagement process has been a really effective tool for trying to make up for that and try to ease the disruption. And so this bill is really especially contentious in cities and in gentrifying neighborhoods. And I mean, it's interesting, like reading the registered, you know, the official support and opposition for this state bill, mm-hmm. the majority of the organizations and the people on the list are actually San Francisco people. So the whole state will feel this, but the strongest reactions are probably going to come from Wiener's hometown.